We are chatting to Miss Angler. If you don't know who she is and you've got a TikTok account, hey man, what you been doing?
It's your bag, right?
Get busy on 5 Extra Live Mornings.
5 FM.
I am so grateful that I came across this particular account. And you guys know that I'm obsessed with TikTok. It's the happiest place on the internet.
Very much obsessed with
I am. No, but like when you get the algorithm right,
yeah,
it's so good. It's so good. And this is a genuine question, Ms. Angler, because I essentially found how to contact you via social media. It's not that difficult. I'm not going to like try and give away your things. But like you've got almost 900,000 people on TikTok, the students that you're reaching, which is schools and schools. I mean, my high school had like 2,400, 2,500 pupils. Do you know how many high schools fit into 800,000? The number of students that you are reaching is amazing. And a lot of the content is biology, which, you know, my geeky brain is just like, oh my God, it's amazing. It's like the best thing. So, I mean, is there something happening in your mind where you're like, actually, as an educator, I can reach far more students than just the classroom that I teach on a daily basis? Is there like a, I'm not trying to get you to quit your job, but is there a plan of some sorts, or maybe a collection of people who maybe you know of, other educators who can do this in this space and do like lives and, I don't know, teach?
I think there's definitely a space for that. I think it's been sitting in the back of my mind for a really long time,
really?
Because of the state of education in South Africa, and to some extent I feel guilty having a really good skill set, and I'm stuck in a very privileged school, and I can't give my skills to thousands of students. So TikTok allows me to do that really easily. Mm. And, you know, a lot of teachers have tried, hey, before. They've tried to go the social media route. I don't think they've got the sort of mix just right.
Mm.
But the future of schooling is going to be online education, and that's a big growing point right now in this last year. I mean, so many platforms are opening online schooling.
I want to agree with you, but I think our data situation is such a mess.
Yeah.
Our access to data for young people is such a mess. It's expensive, and also, if there's no bloody power, you ain't got no Wi-Fi, boo. The tower is down. That's it. Our young people here and just our people across our country, if it's not the electricity, just the fact that data prices are so much, man.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, that was actually one of our school's biggest issues during the lockdown period was we approached all the big brands.
Yes.
And we said, can we please have a zero-rated server?
Yes.
Which is basically a place where, you know, you can put everything up there and there's no data requirement.
Yes.
There's so much red tape
to
getting one of those from them. Eventually, we've acquired one, but they make it almost impossible. And that's through my school. We actually share it with, our free server is shared with most of the southern suburb schools in Cape Town, and they can have access to it as well. So there's a lot of resources on there, including my own, that are there for them to access.
But it needs to be a bigger thing. Listen, I think you're onto a good thing. Keep growing. I have no doubt the million is going to be probably before the end of the year, because this thing is exponential, which is beautiful. And hopefully we'll be able to chat again when you've maybe got something. I'm not saying you need to quit your job, because you're doing a great job. But if you do have something else, please will you get in touch and we can chat about it. There's like a bunch of teachers that you've got an English teacher, a maths teacher, whatever, and you've got like a club on TikTok where it's like school.
Right.
It's like the school. I don't know what you would call it. School of Angler School or whatever. I think it's such a brilliant thing that you're doing, and you're putting all the right things in the same basket. It's trendy, it's cool, it's educational, and it's just authentic, which is really lovely.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Before I let you go, what's the strangest thing that's happened to you since getting TikTok famous, Miss Angler?
Probably hiking on the side of Table Mountain on like a public holiday. I'm looking my worst, and someone out of nowhere from a distance goes, oh my gosh, is that Miss Angler? Oh my gosh, I'm loving your TikToks. And in the bushes, and I'm looking around and I'm trying to find you, calling my name, and somebody runs up and says hi. And that was my first fan
really
interaction, in the strangest, most like remote place possible.
Listen, it's going to carry on. It really is going to carry on, because we've seen it, right? It just grows. You hit that million, it's the 2 million comes like this. It's brilliant. Ms. Angler, thank you so much for your time. All the best. Good luck to the students as well. I know it's exam time and you've been putting in a lot of work, so I hope that they do well.
Thank you so much.
That wraps up.